You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. With the election coming up next Tuesday, we wanted to delve into what brings voters to the polls. What do they want changed? What do they want candidates to address in their neighborhoods? Reporter Laura Satsui is here to tell us about an outreach project she led to find out what voters really want. Thanks for being here, Laura.
Thank you, Kathleen.
To start, what was this survey about? Why do it?
Well, to pull the curtain back a little bit about our process, we put out a survey that we called Valley Votes 2020 back in July. And it's based on this concept that a reporter named Jay Rosen formalized called the Citizens Agenda. And the idea is if you ask citizens and voters and residents, what it is that they care about in their communities, even with regards to elections or really any issue, then ultimately your reporting can be more informed. It can be a little bit more like, well, we know people care about X, so let's look into X. And considering there is so much happening with the election, the pandemic, we wanted to know what's on the minds of voters. And the survey had questions like, what concerns do you have in your neighborhood? And it asked people to rank issues from most important to least. And of course, also asked folks for some demographic data like, what is your zip code and how old are you?
And after putting out the survey, what did you learn?
We got a lot of responses around COVID-19, not surprising, and what will be done, what candidates could do to restore the economy. People saying, I'm really worried about small businesses in Fresno. Obviously, we know that's been top of mind. Nationwide, people have gone on unemployment. Some businesses have closed. People were also really concerned about homelessness and housing. Also, social justice and law enforcement. This summer, we saw lots of demonstrations in opposition to police brutality, specifically against, brown and black folks. I spoke to one listener who, as I said, listed homelessness as a big concern of his. His name is Danveer Singh. He's a listener in Bakersfield, and he helps run a small business with his family and is also an actor. Here's what he told me about folks he sees, building encampments near his family's store.
They get pushed aside very, very quickly, with the security, but, half of the people I'll see are either dealing with some type of mental distress, and the other half just can't keep a roof over their heads, which is becoming more difficult now than ever with the COVID-19 pandemic.
And he says he does what he can. He gives them water if they come by the store, but he ultimately sees people having to fend for themselves. I want to note the Bakersfield Kern Regional Homeless Collaborative did help open two new navigation centers to serve those who are housing insecure in Kern County this year, and has also doubled the number of available beds in shelters. So those are positive moves. But the county's point in time count, which tallies as many people experiencing homelessness as possible, that number has risen over the last 2 years as well. In January of this year, at least 1,580 people were counted, and that's nearly double those who were counted as homeless in 2018. They counted only 885 people. I want to say another thing that I found so interesting about talking to Danveer is he said he's not a citizen, so he can't vote. But he also feels pretty frustrated because other people in his life who can vote, he doesn't feel like they're really super invested or really very interested in doing so.
So in addition to homelessness, you mentioned social justice and COVID-19. That seems to make sense considering we're in a pandemic and there's been a lot of attention on police reform. Were there any other big issues that people named?
Yes, lots of concern around climate change and taking science seriously. Some of those responses do go back to COVID-19 and the handling of the pandemic on a local and federal level. One listener wrote in that two out of their three top questions they have for candidates are, quote, whether or not they will defy science on climate change and whether or not they will defy science on the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this person said they were a Kings County resident, and they said that they've heard denials of science by their local officials that makes them feel pretty unsafe overall.
For the responders that you spoke to, are they taking these concerns with them to the ballot box?
It seems like it. I spoke to another person in Bakersfield named Nick Strobel about his answers. He had also listed housing and food insecurity as issues that he thinks need more attention. And so I asked him, if housing and food security are not doing very well now, like, do you have any hope that they will improve?
We'll see what happens in November with the elections. I think if we have the current administration stays in, then it's going to get a lot worse.
But he also says even if there's a Biden win, he doesn't count on immediate change. I mean, ultimately, he said he wishes elected officials would keep this basic tenet in mind. Does their decision make more people hungry? Does this decision make more people lose their homes. Another thing he told me is he thinks it may very well be up to the younger generations that will make things better.
What gives me hope is that more of the millennials and folks that are like my daughter's age, they're right in college right now, and they seem to be, you know, I'd say more progressive in the sense of they're wanting to work together. They can see what all of us, you know, all of us jerks, all of us adults are just screwing their future up, and they're sort of pretty tired of that.
He also said he feels like the one thing his generation did right was raising their kids to have better values and then acting on them. And, you know, we've all heard the headlines that millennial and Gen Z adults are making up, could make up a substantial share of eligible voters. The Pew Research Center projected that between those two generations, they could make up about 37% of the electorate. So I think one thing to watch is, are those voters going to turn out, and what impact will they have? And I want to note, you know, Election Day is Tuesday, but we won't have certified results on election night. County registrars of voters have about a month to certify those results and send them to the Secretary of State. So while we're all really eager for answers about who wins and, you know, who turned out, we're just going to have to be a little bit patient.
Well, thanks for talking that through with us, Laura.
Thank you, Kathleen.